So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Purusa Shukta Confirm. We're going to read the text 12 first. Also, the consciousness of that great personality is the abode of religious principles, mine, yours, and those of the four bachelors, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandana. That consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. Translation. Beginning from me, Brahma, down to you, and Bhava, Shiva, all the great sages who were born before you, the demigods, the demons, the nagas, the human beings, the birds, the beasts, as well as all the reptiles, etc., and all phenomenal manifestation of the universes, namely the planets, stars, asteroids, luminaries, lightning, thunder, and the inhabitants of different planetary systems, namely the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Yakshas, Rakshas, Bhutaganas, Uragas, Pasus, Pitas, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and all of the different varieties of living entities, including the birds, beads, trees, and everything that be, are all covered by the universal form of the Lord at all time, namely past, present, and future. Although He is transcendent to all of them, eternally existing in a form not exceeding 9 inches. Purport by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His partial representation, measuring not more than 9 inches as Super Soul, expand by His potential energy in the shape of the universal form, which include everything manifested in different varieties of organic and inorganic materials. The manifested varieties of the universe are therefore not different from the Lord, just as golden ornaments of different shapes, forms are non-different from the original stock reserve of gold. In other words, the Lord is a supreme person who controls everything within the creation, and still He remains the supreme separated identity, distinct from all manifested material creation. In Bhagavad Gita 9, 4 and 5, He is therefore and to be said to be Yogeshwara. Everything rests on the potential of the Lord, Sri Krishna, and still the Lord is different from the transcendental to all such identities. In a Vedic Purana Sukta, Purusha Sukta of the Rig Mantra, this is also confirmed. This philosophical truth of simultaneous oneness and different was propounded by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is known as Chintabheda Veda Tadva. Brahma, Narada, and all others are simultaneously one with the Lord and different from the Supreme Lord. We are all one with them, with Him, just as the gold ornaments are one in quality with the stock gold, but the individual gold ornaments is never equal in quantity with the stock gold. The stock gold is never exhausted, even if there are innumerable ornaments emanating from the stock, because the stock is Purnam, complete. Even if Purnam is deducted from the Purnam, still the Supreme Purusham remain, Purnam remain, the same Purnam. This fact is inconceivable to our present imperfect senses. Lord Chaitanya therefore defined His theory of philosophy as achintya, inconceivable, and confirm in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya's theory of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tadva the perfect philosophy of the absolute truth. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun miritam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. He Krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesa gopika kantarada kanta namastite. Tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye pancha kalpa darubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayavacha patitana pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhuritjananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavind Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to express my heartfelt, first of all, joy for coming to Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda. I don't want to miss because our temple, our deity is called Golokananda. Bit similar, Mauritius, and also coming for offer my best wishes to Sutava Prabhu, right? It's going to be sannyas soon, in a few days, Sunday, right? Actually, this is the youngest, going to be the youngest sannyas candidate, sannyasi in I think second generation. we applied for sannyas together, same time, but he was given 5 years waiting. Now it's over, and wished good luck for him. So I'd like to thank Vishakha Mataji. Is here? No, okay. this verse here speaks about the universal form and also the consciousness of the Great Personality is the abode of religious principle. So he is conscious, super conscious, the Lord is super conscious. We are conscious, living entities is conscious, but our consciousness is limited. And the Lord consciousness is unlimited. And he's also conscious directly and indirectly. We are conscious directly. Right? We know about, it's called Chetra and Chetragya. Chetra means the body. Chetragya means the knower of the body. There's two Chetragya. One is Jiva and one is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who actually knows all bodies. Chetra, living entities as Chetragya, we know only our body, the pain of this, our own body, what's going on externally, that we know, we can feel. But we don't know what's going in another's body, right? So this is why the Lord is conscious of all bodies, Chetragya, as Chetragya. And he's also not only, Jiva is conscious of his own body, right? Janma diyasya yataha atunvayat itaratas. Atunvayat itaratas means directly and indirectly. The Lord is conscious directly and indirectly. So indirectly, we're not conscious because we don't know what's going on inside the body, right? How it is going on? How is the baby getting fed inside the body? So yatunvayat itaratas means he is conscious directly and indirectly, right? He's always conscious. He's also present everywhere. The Lord is present everywhere. And the Lord explained that he is inside everything And also he's not inside everything. Right? This is contradictory, right? This is why this inconceivable philosophy comes. There's the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who brought that philosophy. Inconceivable. Oneness and different. Achinta Bheda Bheda, right? The Lord is everywhere. He's present everywhere because he's conscious. Andantarasta paramano chayatarastram, right? He's everywhere. He comes in this universe as Mahavishnu. He also is, he enters, each universe as Garbhudaksai Vishnu. And he also enters every living entity as Shudakasai Vishnu, Paramatma. And he's also, in the atom. So that's how he's conscious of everything. For us nowadays to know, to understand the power of other country, if someone want to create war, to fight, we need to know, send spy, right? Send spy to understand the force of the enemy, or satellite to actually know, you know, the power of the other country. But Krishna doesn't need to do that, right? For us to create something, we need engineer, we need ingredients, we need materials to be able to create something. But the Lord doesn't need that. He doesn't need any engineer. Whenever he decides, he thinks it's done, right? So how is it that the Lord is in everything and also he's not in everything? This is possible. Actually, by his mystic power. Lord is in everything, I've just explained, he's everywhere. There's not a place where the Lord is not present. He's everywhere. Yes, that we understand. But also, he's saying in Bhagavad Gita, he is present in everything, but he's also not within everything. So this is because the Lord is not there also because he is in his supreme abode. He's in Goloka Dham. And also another meaning why he's saying that he's not also there because he is not having direct contact with material nature. Right? He doesn't have direct contact with material nature. And his contact with material nature is through Sambhu. Yeah, right? Lord Shiva. And we say like the powerhouse. Powerhouse is compared to be like Vishnu, powerhouse. This is Vishnu. And now you have got the powerhouse. What is required now? The power, right? Powerhouse create power. So that is Lakshmi. Compared to be like Lakshmi. And now you have the powerhouse and the power. And you have your house from a distance. What do you need to get electricity? The wires, cable, right? Because your house is not, the powerhouse is not directly in contact with your house. You need a cable. And that is Lord Shiva. Sambhu, right? Because powerhouse doesn't have direct contact with material nature, with the house. That's Lord Shiva. That is a glance of Lord Vishnu. And now you have the powerhouse, the power, and the warrior. What is required now? Bulb, right? The bulb, that is Durga. Durga is illuminating in this world. I mean, people, they worship Durga because she's Shakti Ma, Shakti Devi. So people think that she's God, she's everything, but she's just Shakti. If there is Shakti, there must be also Shaktiman. That is Vishnu, right? So powerhouse, power, cable, and then the bulb. So, it's also inconceivable, right? Oneness and different. Everything is God, yes. Everything is God. It seemed to be like Mayavad also. But also, not God, right? Inconceivable, oneness and different. right? Just like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva also, his name is mentioned here. It's like milk and transform become yogurt. But that yogurt is also milk, but at the same time it is not, right? Inconceivable oneness and different. Living entities also, they are one with God, but at the same time they are not God, right? Now, Shiva has got all these inconceivable qualities also. Is the Lord of all contradiction, we can say. If you see Lord Shiva, he's called Shiva, means auspicious, but he resides in crematorium, inauspicious place, right? He's Shiva, auspicious, but residing in inauspicious place. And he's Ashutosh, easily pleased, but also easily angered, right? And also he's, what else? He's the richest, I mean, he's a proprietor, he's the owner. Bhava means this world, Bhava is material world. He's in charge of that. But he is the poorest person. He doesn't have any house, right? Contradictory. What else? He's also, there's creation and also destruction, right? He also creates, but also destroy. You know, he's God, and at the same time, he's not God. Right? Inconceivable. Oneness and different. So, this is why this is universal form is mentioned here. You know, everything is within that universal form. And that universal form that we see, this is material form of the Lord. It is not eternal, right? And the Lord Krishna had given Arjuna these divine eyes to see the universal form. In fact, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explained that after the Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita in chapter 10. Why Chaturshloki is very, very important? Because why it is called Chaturshloki also, these four slokas in the Gita? Because this was the last instruction given to Arjuna before Arjuna conclude Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, is Param Brahma. This is text 12, I think, 13. So this four slokas, Chaturshloki, was the last instruction that verse that Krishna gave to Arjuna before Arjuna conclude Supreme Lord as Param Brahman, Param Dhamma, Pavitam Paraman Bhavan. This was the last instruction Krishna gave. Last verses Krishna gave to Arjuna. Then Arjuna concluded, what he concluded, that you are the Supreme Brahman, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the one. His conclusion was that. But then there was no need to show you the universal form because Arjuna has already concluded that he is the Supreme Lord. Universal form comes in chapter 11, right? There was no need for showing that universal form to Arjuna, because Arjuna has already concluded you are the Supreme Lord, but that universal form was shown for us, right? For people who have doubts, how come that Krishna is the Supreme Person? How can he be the Parabrahman? So, and then Arjuna also explained, please tell me about your opulences, in detail of your opulences. And Krishna explained, he gave example, a material example. This example, because this is a kind of description Upanishad describe. Like in Shish Upanishad, it's an explanation of God. God walk, na tejati, na ejati, na tejati, na tadure, tadvantike. He's far away, he's near, he doesn't work. This is kind of description. Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Vashishati. This is a description of God from the Upanishad. You know? But Bhagavatam, Gita also explained like that, Bhagavad Gita. Because Gita also is Upanishad, is Gito, Upanishad. That's why we find in Bhagavad Gita also this kind of description. But Bhagavatam describes directly the Supreme Lord. Like, Venum Kanantam Brahma Samhita, right? Dai Sisirada Gokulananda Ki. Right? So, because Gita also is Upanishad, is Gita Upanishad. So sometimes description is like that, like Upanishad. You know, it works, it doesn't work. But for devotees, for the pure devotees, they don't need that. The description, full description of Krishna is given. Venum Kanantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham, you know. It's got yellow dhoti, it's peacock feathers, it's colour is blue, beautiful. Krishna attracting cupids like that. This kind of description. But this is description here just for those who are you know, not devotees or like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling that. He's telling about his opulences because Arjuna is asking me, tell me, show me. Even he concluded, but he said, tell me about your, in detail about your opulences. Then Krishna speaks about these opulences in chapter 10. You know, of birds I am Garuda, of mountain I am the Himalayas, of fish I am the sharks, of beasts I am the lion. It doesn't mean that Krishna is, yes, that point is Nrisingadev. Ukenzi, that is Nrisingadev. Of beasts I am the lion. Of demons and Prahlad. So this is to give some material example, external example to understand the opulence. Because we cannot understand, even the demigods cannot understand the opulence of the Lord. At the end, Krishna told Arjuna, what need is there, Arjuna, of this detailed knowledge? Because Krishna was saying, a fragment spark of myself, I pervade the whole world. So then Krishna is saying, what needs is there, Arjuna, for all this knowledge detail? It just spark of myself, I pervade the whole world. You know? And Krishna's opulences is unlimited. And Arjuna is saying, my opulences are unlimited, I will just tell you only what that is prominent. That he said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10. So that universal form also that Krishna showed to Arjuna is, he said, I'll give you divine eyes to see. Behold my opulence, Arjuna. But that divine eyes is not necessarily divine. You know, because it's divine eyes, how is it that Krishna is giving divine eyes to Arjuna to see material forms? How can it be divine? So this is divine in a sense of it's a downgrade vision. It's not upgrade vision. It is downgrade. Because Arjuna is already seeing Krishna. Isham Sundar form of Krishna already seeing. So how can Krishna give a divine vision to see the universal form, which is material. So this is not necessarily a upgrade vision, that is a downgrade vision to see the universal form, because Arjuna's relationship with Krishna is already on what level? Which rasa? Sakya rasa. Friendship, already friendship. So how can Krishna give divine, higher vision? It's not higher vision, it's a downgrade vision to be able to see that universal form. And in Bhagavad Gita, if you read, not only Arjuna saw it. Who saw it? Sanjaya. He saw it by his merciful guru, Vyasadeva. And many demigods also from the higher planet they saw. Prabhupada said they were able to see by the mercy of Arjuna. Because Arjuna saw it and they were able to see it. So, yeah, the point here is this oneness and different. We have to understand this achinta bheda, but everything is Krishna, but at the same time it is not. Krishna. And that's why the Vedas actually, the Upanishad especially give description. If you read the Upanishad, in beginning, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, you know, whatever you need to take from the complete, remain the whole. Complete Mayavadi said that, oh, because the Lord has expanded himself, you know, they call about Vivartavad. Vivartavad means the transformation. God has transformed himself, so he has lost his identity. Right? But this verse defeats the Mayavad philosophy. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnasya Purnam. Whatever unit is taken from God, he still remain complete. You know? So the Upanishad, the first verse, the first invocation. And then, but at last, in the same Upanishad, at last you will find that on the 15th or 16th verse, it says, Hiranmanena Patrena, oh my dear Lord, please remove your dazzling effulgence. I want to see your face. Means Lord is a person, right? It's defeat the Mayavad philosophy. Remove your dazzling effulgence. Light, I want to see your face. So the Vedas tend to describe the Lord in the impersonal aspect. Impersonal Lord. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, and Bhagavaneti. Mayavadi also would say, oh, we also have the same philosophy. Yes, from Brahman come God. You know? Brahma Jyoti, Paramatmeti, and Bhagavan. But Jiva Goswami says, no, it starts from the other side. Bhagavaneti, Paramatmeti, and Brahmeti. It's not you're climbing the ladder. It's not from bottom to top. It is from top to bottom. From top to bottom. You know how is it that from we don't climb from top to bottom? We climb from bottom to the top. But you just imagine the Lord is descending from top. You know, he's descending from high planet to here. So from bottom to down. So it is Bhagavaneti, Paramatmeti, and Brahmeti, because everything comes from Bhagavan. You know, this is why the Vedas is the desire tree, is compared to be like the desire tree. What? But in a tree, which is the best part of the tree? The fruits. Not only the food, the ripened fruits, right? The ripened food is the best part. But in Vedas, it is hardly got to be seen. Vedesu durlabam, adurlabam atma bhakto. It is rare to achieve God. It is possible with the devotees. Vedesu durlabam, adurlabam atma bhakto. So if you see during a tree, out of season, for example, mango tree. Can you see the mango? You don't see. Only when the season comes, you can see the mango. So when, this is the Vedas, out of season, you can't see the Lord there. But when the Lord appears, when Srimad Bhagavatam, the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, when the Bhagavatam appears from the Vedas, because Bhagavatam is also Veda, right? Then we can see the Supreme Person. During season, the mango appears, and then we can see the mango. So the Lord will appear when actually we reach Srimad Bhagavatam, the form, nam, gun, roop, and lila. So the best part of the tree is not the branches or the tree itself, but it is the fruit, the ripened fruit, the mango, the ripened mango, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam, right? The ripened fruit of all Vedic literatures, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. The fruits, the ripened fruits. Nigama kalpataro galitam palam. Nigama means Vedas. Nigama kalpataro, the desire tree. Galitam palam, the ripened fruits of Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this is a full description, beautiful description of the Lord. Complete description of Krishna. Nama, guna, rupa, lila. Right? The Veda describes God as Om, right? If you read Ishupanishad, the first description of God, Om. You know how Prabhupada described Om? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is unique. Three words. Supreme Personality and Godhead. This is unique. Other people would describe, they would say, oh, the Blessed Lord. But Prabhupada's description of God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Three powerful words. Godhead means what? You know, Godhead. God. In Godhead there are many, many, we also belong to that Godhead. But not only Godhead, is supreme. And not only supreme, he has a personality. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mayavadis may not like it. What are you writing here? And many places where it is written Om, many places Om, description of Om is there, but Prabhupada would translate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mayavadis may not like that. You know? Om is actually, we can say it is generic, like saying the Prime Minister, okay? The Prime Minister. But saying Prime Minister doesn't give so much detail. But if you say, for example, who is Minister here? Boris Johnson, okay? Oh, Modi, Mr. Modi. When you say the name, immediately his form comes, right? Picture comes. His hair is red. His hair is white. He's got spectacles. He's always doing like this. So when you say the names, the complete picture of the person comes. That's why wherever there is Om in Bhagavad Gita, everywhere Krishna speaks is Om Prabhupada. What's Prabhupada writing there? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even in places where Krishna is saying, he's talking about the chakra, developing the chakra of the Om Prabhupada. What is Prabhupada writing there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And people may say, Swamiji, what? Krishna's name is not written there. Prabhupada said, I know. You don't know. Because Prabhupada, what is Prabhupada's name? Prabhupada is Bhakti Vedanta. He writes the purport according to, he jumps to the conclusion. That is his name. He jumped to the conclusion. What is the conclusion of the Vedas? Bhakti. Bhakti Vedanta. Ant means a conclusion. The end of knowledge. What is the end of knowledge is? Bhakti. So Bhakti Vedanta. You know? So this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is, a conclusion of the Vedic literature, of the Vedanta Sutra. And Nigama Kalpataro, the ripened fruit of all Vedic literatures. And it is said, Pibatam, means relish in drinking. We don't drink fruit, we eat fruit. Why it is said drinking? It's to be said drinking, relishing. Because it's complete, you take everything. For example, when you eat something, you know, something you don't take, like the curry patta, curry leaves. What else? Jelly. It's a stick. What else you don't take? Some spices may not like. But when it comes for drinking, you drink the whole cup. Right? The whole cup of juice you take. Or it is also said, rasam alapibhatam bhagavatam rasam alayam. Somebody was talking about it. He said, rasamalayam. You know rasmalai? Huh? Like rasmalai. Very nice. Prabhupada translated rasamalayam. Bhagavatam is rasamalayam because it is some juice that you can drink even after liberation. Because Mayavadi said liberation is the ultimate. But Mahaprabhu has defeated Sarvabhumatacharya that no, liberation is not the ultimate. Bhakti is ultimate. Even after liberation, one becomes attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is Sukadeva Goswami, or the four Kumaras. So, why rasmalai? Why not rasgulla? Why rasmalai? Because Rasgulla, you know rasgulla, right? It is juicy, so you just eat the gula, right? You don't take the rasa. Huh? Krishna Prabhu? Jai Krishna? No, you don't take the rasa, you take the gula. But for rasmalai, you take the rasa and mayal also. Malai also, right? Everything. You don't leave anything on your plate. So this is why Srimad Bhagavatam is, it is said, is complete. That this, the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, the full description of Krishna is given. Very sweet description, and is giving satisfaction to the heart. When Vyasdev wrote Vedas, he was not pleased, he was not happy. Right? He was despondent. And Narad Muni came and said, why? What is the reason of your despondency? You know? Then he told Narad, you can tell me. I don't know. You're God, so you're master, so you can tell me. And then said, because you have not written about the three, four things. Nama, Guna, Rupa and Lila. So after writing Srimad Bhagavatam, then he was very pleased. So this is why Srimad Bhagavatam is glorified, and whole descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. It's 8:30 already, so do we take a question? All right, thank you. Okay, the question. Then here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, etai kurbhyam anandee.